Oh, here we are, Australia. Winter time, I think it's May 20th, I think, today. We're here in Sydney, Australia. Stress Kidney, Sydney. Beautiful day. Did a running race this morning. Came first place, park run, Cooks River park run. First place. It was, like, so easy to win today. Had a bunch of 20-odd guys behind me way back. And I was like, come on, catch up. Let's give me some competition. All right, there's either guys way ahead of me, like the elites, or there's me and versus the world. It's always great if I got someone to really push me, but today it was like over a minute behind. And you know, it's only run once a week. Okay, I've ran about 80 k's this year. I'm almost 46. I'm approaching 50. I'm closer to 50 than 40, and I'm beating 20 year old guys. Okay. And I've lowered the dosage. You can see my weight's coming down. Okay, imagine if I was 60 kilos right now, how fast I could run. I'm about 76 kilo, 6 foot. So imagine if I was 60 kilos today, I'd run probably like a 15:30, and 80 k's in a year. That's ludicrous. Okay. You know, why don't I run more? I do have this little shin splint problem because my body isn't used to being this heavy. The anabolics, the steroids just have gained kilos of muscle on me, and I look quite slim until I take off my clothes. So the extra musculature that I don't normally meant to have for my genetics, and my body's like, hey, I'm not used to this level of muscle, and it's causing extra weight retention in my muscles, in my body, which, you know, transfers down to the load capacity increases in my lower limbs, and the shin splints, mild shin splints, are the result there, the symptoms. So as I get lighter, the shins pain goes away, but I'm not going to be silly and run through that, otherwise I'll get a stress fracture. So running 5K once a week, my body can tolerate that at the moment. Plus, you know, using the bicycle to commute, I've done about maybe 2,000 Ks this year on the bike. Some people are like, oh my God, 2,000 Ks, so much training. I've done 2,000 Ks in a week before. Remember back in January 2013, January 2014, I did those 6,000 K months. One week I did 2,055 K. Was it 2,055 or 2,155? Anyways, over 2,000 Ks in a 7-day period. Full natty bro. So if you're doing 2,000 Ks in almost 6 months, that's not a lot of training for anyone really who's, you know, physically able to do that. So it just goes to show you that blood health is very important. Your blood and oxygen transfer for your body equals faster running times. And obviously the lighter you can be, the better you'll go on the day. Assuming you have sufficient blood, sugar, and water, and oxygen delivering capacity. Anyway, where are we getting to this coaching? I see so many people out there putting in so much hard work, and I'm like, where the fuck are your results? Excuse the French, excuse the Aussie Bogan. I'm an Aussie Bogan. Let me speak Aussie Bogan. So pick your phones in if you don't like the Bogan talk. I'm like, where the fuck are your results? Like, how much are you paying for coaching? How much did you pay your doctor? And they won't give you what you want now? Like, what? You know, like the other day, someone's like, oh, I can't get my TRT, I'm in Australia. And I'm like, what? You're paying a doctor and they're not giving you what you want? How does that work? All right? You're not some crackhead looking for opioids or whatever, that's fair enough. But you're a patient with a genuine medical condition and the doctor's like, I can't give it to you. So what the fuck did that person go to medical school for? What's the goal of being a doctor? Is to treat the symptoms. Okay, and ideally treat the cause, but how many doctors even do that? And this person's like, well, I'm a bit reluctant to join your coaching group, Harley. I'm like, yeah, cool, but you're not getting any fucking results, bro, for your current situation. And I guarantee you results. I guarantee results. All right, I guarantee the weight loss. I guarantee the social media up. I guarantee the PRs, the fitness. I guarantee it. Okay, I guarantee your health will increase. Or your money back, 10 times your money back, whatever. Like, there's nobody in my coaching group, there's nobody that I've ever coached who went downhill, who got fat and lost in life, okay? Now, there's people who did pay for my coaching or did be a supporter, and I appreciate that, and they got fat as fuck. They got fucking obese. Although I was just eating bananas and rice and jam. No, you fucking weren't. You lied, you're a fucking liar. A fat, obese, fucking liar with banana bitch tits or a big muffin top. Let's be real. Let's be honest. And that's not hating. That's just being fucking clear. When you're honest with people, people get offended. But that's what people need to get in the right direction. If I'm looking, if I'm going to Manly, Sydney today, which is north of here, and I'm heading south, and I meet someone who's like, hey, dude, you want to go to Manly? No, it's north. I'm like, nah, it's down this way. Dude, Harley, you're delusional. You're fucking an idiot. You're going south, you got to go north. I wasn't going to do a lap of Australia to get to Manly. So when we have these fat fucks out there saying they're doing my protocol and they're fucking fat, like fat, fat, not just like a little bit of rebound, whatever, I'm talking fucking fat, they're not, okay? They're not. And I've got nothing wrong with fat people. But if your goal is to get lean, let me help you. And let's be honest, all right? Let's be fucking honest. And so what happens is people out there go, oh, that person got fat following Harley's advice. Look at me, how fucking gaunt I look. And I'm on anabolic steroids, all right? Lowered the dosage and my weight is looking even lower. I look like a crackhead, okay? I look like an Olympic marathon runner. I look like a world tour cyclist ready for the Tour de France, to win the Tour de France. Right? I look like a meth head. That's how lean I am. I don't touch any of those things. So it's like, if my protocols didn't work, how can I be so fucking lean? Oh, but you trained the house down. It's like, what? Didn't we just cover this in the first part of the video? All my stuff's on Strava, okay? I rode to a shoe shop yesterday to buy some shoes. It's like half an hour, 40 minutes of riding, just cruising around in the sun, talking smack. So it's just people out there, I guarantee the results. Like, what are you waiting for? Like, life goes so fucking quick, all right? Life goes so quick. I got lucky with money because I got into social media, YouTube, early. I was an early adopter. And so I'm set for life with money. I never, ever have to worry about money ever again. And I do little side hustles and stuff just to go, well, okay, not everyone wants to be a pro YouTuber. How can we make money selling shoes? I can make $5,000 a week selling shoes if I really, really wanted to. If I really wanted to put the work in there, $5,000 Australian a week is definitely possible. Easily possible if you put in the work, all right? $5,000 a week flipping shoes and clothing and throwing bikes if you want to be crazy, you know? So it's just, there's so many jobs out there, easy money, easy, fast, quick money. But people are lazy for it, you know? It's like, wow. I mean, it's like, I went to Nike yesterday, and I walk in there, and I'm like, I don't want to buy any shoes, you know? And I'm like, oh my God, look at that. There's waffle races on, there's waffle, Zoom Waffle 5s up there. How much are on StockX? They sell for $200 on StockX. They cost $37, and they sell for $200 on StockX. Okay, I'll buy some. bend my arm behind my back. And then there's Zoom Dragonflies for like $81 Australian. And, you know, $81 with your 10% AusPulse coupon, which most people don't even know about. And so I got those, and they sell for like $250 sometimes on StockX. And I'm just like, okay, I'll buy some of those as well. And I'm just, you know, I'm like, so I walk out of these shoes and I said to myself, I wasn't going to buy anything. You know, and I would have bought way more. I just didn't have the capacity to carry more of them. And I don't need, you know, but I don't know, it's just weird. I'm just like, I'll see the money on the shelf. I'm like, it's like picking money off the ground. If I'm not going to pick it up, someone else will. Okay, maybe someone else needs it. Then where are they picking it up right now? Putting the work in. Put the work in. The money's there. It's just it's crazy. Like, anyway, so if you want weight loss results, if you want to be a shoe flipper, if you want to be a YouTuber, I've created millionaires, okay? I've created millionaires on social media. And if you watch me long enough, you'll know who I'm talking about. Anybody, not everybody can be a millionaire YouTube. Not everybody can. Most people can, but not everybody, okay? I would say not everybody can be a millionaire YouTuber, but most people can, okay? It's, you know, losing weight's fucking easy. Getting lean, staying lean's easy. Getting your fitness up is easy. Running a sub 15 5K, if your current PR is 22 minutes, that's fucking hard. Maybe, I can't guarantee that. Depending on your age and genetics, we can get close to it, but I can't always guarantee that. But getting fucking stripping off the weight, getting your leaner self without anorexia, guarantee that. Making money online, guarantee that. Saving fucking more money than ever before, cutting your costs, guarantee that. Simplifying your life, guarantee that. Weight loss. Guarantee that. I can guarantee you will be the skinniest, leanest, best looking person in your family ever, regardless of your age. okay, regardless of your age, if you're 150 kilos and you're 165 centimeters, I can get you down to 50 kilos. I can help you lose 100 kilos. Yes, you're gonna have excess skin. Da-duh. All right? But you can get that old stuff that chopped off, all right? So that's 100 kilo weight loss from 150 at 165 down to 50 kg. Easily, okay? Maximum 55 kilo, all right? You might even get into 45 kilos, depends on your genetics, okay? It's like, but I see these people out there, they're not guaranteeing results. Greg Duchesne doesn't guarantee results. I guarantee results because my shit fucking works and I back it, okay? You want to make $1,000 a month or $2,000 a month off YouTube? That's pretty fucking easy to do if you're willing to listen to me and put in the work. You know, making $5,000 a week flipping clothing, shoes, and bikes, that's pretty easy to do as well. All right? That's easier than becoming a YouTuber, because YouTuber can take time, more time, but flipping shoes, bikes, clothing, that you can learn that, you know, in just a few days. Pretty, like, it's money this week, okay? It's like I can make $100 a day clicking cans and bottles here in Australia. $100 a day, $200 a day if I really want to put the hustle in. So I could be making $1,400 a week with of bottles and cans if I'm willing to put in the fucking work. You know? But who's willing to put in the work? Who's always want to sit around and fucking in the sun and do fucking nothing and complain why I don't have the chicks or the guys or the money or the ability or whatever? It's like, come on, we've got to have some work ethic here, people. We've got some work ethic here. That's why I offer in my coaching group unlimited questions. Right? As unlimited. If you literally have 1,000 questions in a month or a week or a day, I will sit there and answer every single one. And if it's a big long thread and I don't see it, you stop and you post and I'll answer every single question to the best of my ability. There's some things people ask me, I don't know the answers to that. I can't play the piano. How do I become a better pianist? Well, I'll get a piano coach. I don't know about piano, okay? But if it's something to do with topics I talk about, then I'll give my best, you know, do my best to answer the question. And often, on the topics I talk about, weight loss, bicycle, simple living, my information is the very, 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 very best, all right? I'm definitely a world authority on weight loss and performance, athletic performance, increasing performances, things like that, okay? I even have world tour cyclists, very, very famous world tour cyclists. I won't mention any names because we want to talk about drugs here. These guys are juiced to the gills, all right, and girls, and they're doing my protocols or some of my protocols, and they're having their best seasons ever. People are like, oh, but they're using drugs. It doesn't count if they're using drugs. It's like everyone at the top is using some oxygen vector doping products. Everybody, as we saw today, that Kenyan guy, the world record holder of 10,000 meter, you know, busted for suspected violations of the biological passport. Like, everyone's on the shit, right? And these NPC people out there who don't understand that are just like, I thought sugar's bad. And I sound like a condescending douchebag when I talk like that, but that's just the frustration we're dealing with here. Like, you're suffering because you believe the bullshit that the system puts out there to keep you fat, sick, depressed, so you're consuming and fueling their trillionaire lifestyles, all right, their power trip. I don't give a flying fuck about your health or whatever's going on there. And you see on social media, even, you see people out there promoting, you know, low-carb keto diets. They don't care if you have a car crash because you're in ketosis and you put someone in a wheelchair or whatever, or you have a mood snap and you do something really stupid and you end up with a criminal conviction or whatever because your cortisol is so high from your lack of sugar. They don't care about that. They just like, I want your money. Boom, boom, boom. I want to get a Porsche. I want to get a Maserati. I want to get an even bigger house. Blah, blah, blah. I want to have an ice-coated fucking gold necklace or whatever. Like, it's just, it's crazy out there, people. It's, you know. So, anyway, so we have these world tour cyclists out there doing my shit, right? Best of the best. Right? That's the level of influence. So I definitely put myself as a world authority on weight loss, performance. From, if you're a noob, whether you're the most dope top swimmer or cyclist out there, a runner, I can definitely help you get more results. Drug protocols aren't my... I'm definitely not a world authority on drug protocols. I'm not even close. I am a world authority on nutrition protocols, lifestyle recovery protocols that help you maximize the pharmacokinetic usage of those drugs and the results you get from that. But in terms of dosages, no. Dr. Ferrari, guys like that, boom. you know, the old Sky coach, Dr. Leanders, those guys, you know, they're the world authority. And they're still operating today. And plus they have, you know, their co-workers doing great things. Anyway, that's the deal. If you want to join the coaching group, joinrod.com, the price is going to go up gradually as we get more popular, because it's sort of like, this is how things are. If I have 1,000 people in there, then it's sometimes a little bit extra harder to keep up to date with things. But what I noticed as well, when the price goes up, people take it more seriously. I remember when I used to be giving coaching for free back in 2009, 2010, people didn't take it seriously, you know? And now the price keeps going up, people are locking it down and getting it done. So it's quite interesting. Yeah, it's quite interesting. So like you see, a helmet like this could probably cost about $100. You don't see these on the ground. All right? But you see those ones, those $10 helmets on the ground, the electric bikes, and the people just chuck them down because people don't value that, okay? You don't see Oakleys just discarded on the ground because they cost a bit of money, even though they cost the same to produce. So that's just the world we live in. People value things that cost more. It's, But anyway, so people out there, if you're wanting to up your ante, maybe you're already in the coaching group, all right, use it, please. Ask me questions, all right? Maybe you're not getting the results you want. Please ask me more questions, okay? If you're not in the coaching group and you want results, jump in there, man. I wake up every morning, boom, check my group. In the evening, check my group, okay? It's like, sometimes you get a response in a minute, sometimes it's like 24 hours, all right? Sometimes I miss it and it takes longer, but your questions are always answered, all right? Unlimited questions. There's no question that's too noob or too embarrassing. You can ask it on the anonymous function. Who else is doing that? Who else with my experience level, with my social media reach, is offering that level of in-depth coaching at such an affordable rate? Even if it was $20 million a month or whatever, who's giving you that little time? Would Tony Robbins give you that? No. You know, and he's an amazing coach as well on some things. Nutrition, he wouldn't have a fucking clue. But other things, he's really, really good. Take advantage of it. Life's so short. Like, there's windows that open. Like, there's windows that open up and there's money there. There's a big money grab. But then other people jump in there and it closes up, okay? So if you're dead broke, I mean, I've been dead broke. It fucking sucks in some things, you know, because I was like, well, I'd like to go here, but I got no money for an airline ticket. Or my bike's broken and, you know, or I'm hungry and I want to get some organic mangoes and they cost $80 a tray. Like, it feels good to walk into any bike shop, any fruit shop or whatever. And if I want something, boom, I want it now. Thank you very much. I'll trade the digits on the screen for that thing in real life. Thank you. It feels great to have anything I want like that. You know, there's nothing in the world that I want in terms of material stuff that I don't have, literally. You know, and that feels fucking good. And I want to have other people have that same level of feeling, okay? Well, I've literally have everything I want material world-wise, you know? And now it comes down to like just buying stuff again and again because I'm trying to relive it or whatever. But, you know, it's so easy to make money online, all right? Doing things that are worthwhile for society, especially bikes. Like, so many bikes out there that need to be done up and sold, you know? And there's so many people out there who want a certain shoe because it has a sentimental meaning to it, so that will make them go and exercise and stuff, so you deliver that. There's ways in providing value. So many people out there, there's millions of people out there looking for the genuine weight loss advice that actually is going to work. Millions of them out there, all right? So I can help you develop a following on social media so then people take you more seriously because you've got some more subs and views to you behind your name, okay? If you only have 1,000 subscribers, people don't take you as serious if you've got 100K or a million or whatever. You know, the more subs you have, that's called social proof. People take you more seriously. You know, like, but over time you get more experienced in reading people and calling out the bullshit. But at that point, you don't even need to coach on certain things because you already mastered it. Just like, I don't need a coach on how to change bike tire. But chewing wheels, then definitely I enjoy that. Anyway, this is the rant off cuff, no script, one take video. Get in my coaching group if you want support. If you're already in my coaching group, please ask the questions. Let's get you going, man. Let's get you to get the results. Life's fucking short. Don't miss opportunity. Fear of missing out. Use that. FOMO's good, man. You're fucking missing it. If you're not getting your goals, you're missing out. All right. If you're dead broke and you're not pulling the chicks you want, or you're a chick and you're looking for a quality guy, but you're doing stupid shit on social, on whatever, you're doing dumb mistakes, You're looking for a quality guy, but you're doing this. I'm like, that's just pushing guys away. Caught the guys that you want anyway. Why don't you do this? So it's relationship advice, all right? Ask me, man. Relationships, weight loss, social media, passive income. Well, it's not really passive income. Well, sort of is. You know, wake up in the morning and you sold, you know, $1,000 worth of shoes. I guess it's passive income, but you still got to go to the FedEx and ship them off. Damn, that's a real struggle, isn't it? That's a real struggle. I go to the Nike or Adidas or Asics. I buy the shoes, put them in my bag or in my box, ride my little bike home, wake up. Oh, I got orders. Put them in another box, go to FedEx, ship them off, boom, money in the bank. That's fucking tough, man. Damn, that's hardcore shit. Meanwhile, in Africa, it's fucking so easy to make money, man.